Dear Christian friends, may God continue to enlighten you with his love as we draw nearer to the cross on our Lenten journey. Well, today's gospel lesson is that most familiar passage in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. John 3:16. It's hard to preach on this passage. What more can be said than you've heard a million times on it? However, the next verse is equally important to it. The next verse that we often don't hear when the gospel is read is, indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Dr. Ken Ramsey is a seminary professor, and Joel was one of his students at the seminary, and there was a park right off the edge of the seminary, and both of them liked to jog, and so they would find themselves jogging together out in the park, a little lake in the center of the park, and one day as they were jogging together, Dr. Ken noticed Joel was smiling, and he says, "What are you smiling about?" And Joel said, "Well, you see that man and his daughter over there?" Says, "I just love watching them. Every time he moves his hat, she'll look at her dad and she'll move her hat the same way. Every time he casts, she'll look and cast just like him. If he sits, she sits. If he stands, she stands." And he commented, "There's just something about a child imitating her father that makes my heart smile." Well, later on, Joel was in a class in seminary, and there was a guy in class that just didn't like Joel. And any time Joel would make a comment, this guy would just challenge him. And not, you know, in a nice way. He would be demeaning. He would put him down. Finally, one day in class, they started shouting, and it got to the point where they were just about ready to get into a physical fight. And so class was over. They separated them. Well, of course, on a seminary campus, word travels pretty fast. Everybody in campus knew what had happened in this class, and everybody was anxious. What's going to happen the next class period when these two are back together? Well, before that class period, Dr. Ken and Joel were once again jogging around the park, and Dr. Ken asked Joel, "What are you going to do about this confrontation, this problem that you have with this guy who's antagonizing you so much?" And Joel said, "I'm going to forgive him." And following that, all of a sudden, Dr. Ken began to smile. And Joel said, "Why are you smiling?" And he said, "There's just something about a child imitating his father that makes my heart smile." You know, that's what we are called, and that's what it means to, you know, imitate our Father. And so first is to receive from the Father. And so this passage just reminds us, what has the Father done for us? He sent his only Son to die for us. He sent his only Son not to condemn the world, but that the world, you and I, might be saved through him. Now, our text makes it clear, not everybody is going to receive Jesus. You know, some will receive that love that God offers. And in our text it says, others love the darkness rather than the light because of their evil deeds. Some just don't want to hear about Jesus. They've heard it and they said, "I don't want anything to do with that." We have no control how people will respond to the gospel. What we can control is how we share the gospel with others. What's become obvious to me is that, unfortunately, most of our society views the church as an institution that condemns. And even though our passage says Jesus didn't come into the world, his purpose wasn't to condemn the world, his purpose was to save the world, when you go out into the world today, you ask people about the church, most of them, "Oh, that's a place where people judge others. That's a place where people condemn others." We have our work cut out for us to proclaim not only with word, but to proclaim indeed the God of love, who so loved the world, who so loved everybody outside the walls of this church, that he would send his only Son for them. And the challenge for us is, how do we communicate that to a world that often sees the church as a negative thing, as a condemning place, as a judging place. In fact, last month, one of the lay people at Curcio was sharing a story he had had at Comic-Con, which is a big convention for comic book lovers down in San Diego. Thousands of people attend that every year. And this one layperson and his friend went down there for the weekend, and he said while they were coming in and out, there was this small group of Christians with their bullhorn outside the convention telling everybody they were going to hell because they went to this convention. That you're making comic book characters your God, and therefore by attending this convention, you are going to hell. And he said, on a Sunday morning, the end of the convention, he was walking by this small group, and one guy looks straight at him in the eye and says, "You should be in church today, you're going to hell." And of course, the irony of it is that guy wasn't in church either, who was making that statement about somebody he knew nothing about. But the saddest part of it is this man's best friend was an agnostic. And he had been working for weeks to share the gospel with his best friend, to try to help him see the reality of Christ. And he said that set him back months, because here was this group claiming the name of Christian when all they were doing was condemning, in no way showing the love of Christ. And that's what our text is all about. God so loved the world, he didn't come to condemn, but that we might have life through him. And that's the challenge that we have today. How shall we share that message in a way that people can hear? There is a God. There is a God that loves us, and he has made himself known in Jesus Christ. Now, the truth is, there are some, like I said, who prefer the darkness over the light. But our job is to continue to be the light that people might be drawn to be the light that reflects that love of the God who sent his Son into our world. And so the first thing we need to do, again, over and over again, when we read these passages, is we need to be the people who receive the grace of God in our own lives, because we can't share with others anything we don't have. You can't share the sense of grace if you've never experienced grace. You can't share the love of God if you haven't felt the love of God in your own life. And so that's where it starts, is ourselves saying, what have I received from God? Do I really realize God has given me more than I deserve? You know, our second passage, our second reading today from Ephesians is my favorite verse in the Bible, Ephesians 8 and 9. For by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not your own doing. It's a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. It's grace. It's a gift. And so our witness starts by us receiving. It starts by listening to that word of God and saying, wow, God has given me a gift that I don't deserve, a gift of grace. I don't boast about myself. I boast about the God who's given such a gracious gift to me. And so our witness has to start by first receiving the spiritual treasures from God. You know, one of the exercises I have done before and like to do periodically is when reading John 3:16, to make it personal, you know, insert our names instead of the general, God so loved the world. So if we'll all read that passage together, and in the blanks, put in your own name there when you read it. For God so loved Brian that he gave his only son, so that Brian, who believes in him, may not perish, but may have eternal life. Yes, God loves you. He doesn't just love the world, he loves you. Jesus died for you. And so our witness starts by that wonderful sense of, God has given me so much. Thank you, God. That's the core. Not this angry, condemning, shouting witness, but a witness that is grounded in the God of grace, who's given me so much. But that passage goes on to say that once we receive, then we are to give. Then we are to share. That's part of the cycle of our faith. And so Ephesians goes on to say, "For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works." That's what we've been created for good works, to receive and then respond to what we received by going out and being like Christ, by loving and sacrificing, forgiving, and loving the world as he loved us. You know, in our prayer and praise service at 10, we're doing a series on the seven habits of Jesus. And today we're talking, the second habit is listening to the voice of God in Scripture. And sometimes we do need to just stop and listen to God's voice. And first ask ourselves, have I loved the darkness more than the light? Is there an area of my life that I need to listen to God's voice? Have I really appreciated the grace that he has shared with me? Have I listened to God's voice in the Scripture as it speaks grace and love? And then after we do that, ask that question as we listen, who is it that God wants me to share the good news with? Is it somebody at work? Is it my next door neighbor? Is it even my own family members? And not only share with the words I say, but the deeds that I do, because that's why we were created. We've been told that we might show these good works in the world. And so at other times we ask who to share with, at other times we ask how to share. You know, sometimes we do it when we volunteer in the church. Sometimes you're giving your quit Christian witness when you volunteer in the community so that the community can see as a Christian that you love and care and give of yourself for others. And so the question is not whether or not we serve, but where and how and to whom. Well, as Dr. Ken Ramsey said, there's just something about a child imitating his father that makes my heart smile. How will you imitate your heavenly Father and share God's love with the world? Amen. Will you stand and pray with me? Lord God, you have loved us. For God so loved the world, we know it so well. But Lord, move it from a passage in our mind to a reality in our hearts. Lord, let us know that love to the depth of our being. And then let us imitate you, sharing that love with our world. Amen.